You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
Welcome to WGOD Radio, the radio ministry of Island Community Church. Your host for WGOD Radio is Bible teacher and translator Pastor Paul Esposito, senior pastor of Island Community Church, located in Merritt Island, Florida. And now here for today's program is Pastor Paul.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker for this program. I am Pastor Paul Esposito, the senior pastor here of Island Community Church, along with my associate, Pastor Darren Solano. We both greet you here today. God bless you guys. Happy Monday to you. Thank you for spending 30 minutes of your Monday to join us here as we together study the Word of God. We sit under the authority of the Word of God. I'd love to pray for you guys this morning. Lord God, we come to you in the name of Jesus. You promise to hear us when we pray in his name. Lord, I pray for my extended family out here, all of these listeners, my brothers, my sisters out here, many of whom I've known for many, many years. I pray for them. I pray for their families. I pray for their children. God bless my extended family out here today. Bless, minister to, be there for them and with them, strengthen them. Bless their families. Watch out over their children. Send your angels around their children here, those that have kids or grandkids. Protect them and deliver them from evil. We pray for everyone that's in the schools here today. Be with them. Watch out over our kids, Lord God. Help us all to be doers of your word as well. We listen for your voice. Speak to us through your word. Through Christ the Lord, we pray. Amen. And amen. I am the pastor of Island Community Church. This radio show is brought to you by the good people of Island Community Church. We are located at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. We meet Wednesdays at 6, though for the month of September, we're taking September off, so Pastor Darren and I can have a little rest, recharge our batteries a little bit. We'll be back at it. I will be teaching the book of Galatians the first week in October, Wednesday night at 6 o'clock. It's very similar to this format here for the book of Revelation. And I invite you guys to attend on Wednesday night. If you go to another church and if you don't have church on Wednesday night, would you consider coming by and worshiping with us here at Island? We would love to meet you. If you listen to this program, you know what to expect. We go through verse by verse. That's what we do. That's what we're about to do here today. Starting this Sunday, we will be starting a brand new book. I'm going to be starting the book of Romans, verse by verse. Going to have an excellent time here in the book of Romans, as always. Starting here in chapter 1 with the a prologue here, separated under the gospel, according to the spirit of holiness, which we have on the inside of us. That's where we're going to be here this Sunday morning. We'd love to see you. Here tomorrow and Wednesday, you'll hear my sermon from yesterday, the parable of the talents. That'll play Tuesday and Wednesday. Then we'll be back in Revelation. We're in chapter 9, and that's where we are going to pick it up here right now. Now, I'm going to read this from the notes from my sermon, which I preached a few years back, and add and subtract to that. And I've entitled it Angel's Hair. I think I jokingly called it angel hair pasta, at least to make light of this horrendous scene we're about to see. Let me read these 8 verses first. Revelation chapter 9. Then the fifth angel sounded, and I saw a star fall from heaven to the earth. To him was given the key to the bottomless pit. And he opened the bottomless pit, and smoke arose out of the pit, like the smoke of a great furnace. So the sun and the air were darkened because of the smoke of the pit. Then out of the smoke, locusts came upon the earth, and to them was given power, as the scorpions of the earth have power. Verse 7. Now we're going to read the description of these locust-looking demons. Verse 7. The shape of the locusts was like horses prepared for battle. On their heads were crowns of something like gold, and their faces were like the faces of men. They had hair like women's hair, and their teeth were like lion's teeth. We'll stop there, at least for our reading. This I know, that this is not your destiny. If you have called on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ while it's still today, I'll tell you what, this is why the Holy Spirit for the last 3 years has my associate pastor and myself here every week. Every week we circle back to the same place, and that is the Holy Spirit saying today, if you hear my voice, do not harden your hearts like the Jews did in the rebellion. He said, I was angry with that generation. Now he's offering you the opportunity, the escape clause here, so that you can write a big N-A here that he's not talking to you. By calling on the name of the Lord, God has not appointed us to wrath, but to obtaining salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ. You are not appointed to wrath. This is for the unbelievers, people who have refused and rejected God's love. Remember, that's why people are going to perish at the end of the age, for refusing love. For this reason, refusing love, God will send them a strong delusion so that they will believe the lie. And that lie is, friend, is Antichrist is God. I am here to guarantee you here today on this whatever day of September this is, that if you reject Jesus Christ, God will send you a delusion so that you will believe. Now remember, we read here 2 Thessalonians, the Antichrist sits as God in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. I promise you today, if you reject Jesus Christ, you will believe the lie. And the lie is that this man down the street here, sitting as God in the temple, you will believe that he is who he says that he is. I promise you that. This is why he wants you to be delivered from this. He's throwing you a life preserver. All you need to do is receive Jesus Christ. Bow the knee to the Son of God. Call him Lord. Receive him. Turn from your wicked ways. Turn to Jesus Christ. Receive him as Lord and Savior while you can, before it's too late. Because these are the kind of things that's going to happen once the Son of God loosens the seals on this scroll. And then these angels are given these trumpets here. That's where we left off on Friday's program. We left off with the damage. Let me grab my Bible and we'll look at the damage here that these four angels did. That's where we left off here in chapter 8 with these first four of the seven trumpets. The first one brought great hail and fire and blood. Second trumpet, this meteor or star, whatever it is, crashes into the sea. We see a third of the sea turn to blood. A third of the sea creatures die. A third of all the ships are destroyed. The third trumpet, an asteroid falls on the fresh waters, perhaps a comet. There we see the waters turn bitter. Many people die. We see this star named Wormwood, Greek word absinthos. For whatever reason, this thing is given a name, meaning it's not Alpha Centauri. It's not Orion. This, we got to understand the symbol. We'll understand the book. We're still working on that one. We're going to understand this next star in chapter 9 momentarily when we turn there. This fourth trumpet sounded, and a third part of the sun was struck, and a third part of the moon, and a third part of the stars, so that the third part of them were darkened, and the day did shone not for a third part of it, and the night likewise. So the fourth trumpet, A third of the sun struck, a third of the moon, a third of the stars, a third of all light. This sounds very familiar to what the Lord Jesus told us in Matthew chapter 24, verse 29. That's where we left off. Jesus said in that program, read it for yourself, Matthew chapter 24, verse 29, that happens immediately after the tribulation. And he says, and then he's going to gather together his elect from the four winds. So that's where we left off. I just read to you these other verses here. That's where we're going to pick it up here today. We're in Revelation here today on WGOD. Let's pick it up here in chapter 9. It says, then the fifth angel sounded. Now, this is the fifth trumpet of seven. It says, and I saw a star falling from heaven to the earth. You know, that's funny. The Lord Jesus said the same thing. You can read that in Luke chapter 10, verse 18, where he says, behold, I saw Satan fall from heaven. Actually, let me read that verbatim. Luke chapter 10, verse 18. He said, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. Very similar. Then it says, to him. Now check that out here. To him. See, this is a person this time, or better yet, an evil angel, as opposed to Ursa Major or Orion, hence the word him. This is a masculine personal pronoun. To him. It's talking about a man. It's talking about a person. He's not talking about a star a million times larger than Earth, because a star couldn't fall to the Earth without destroying the Earth. But understand the symbol and we'll understand the book. That's your key to understanding the book of Revelation. When you understand the symbol, like a lamb and like a dragon, when we understand a symbol, you'll understand the book. Now here this star is given in the masculine, in the masculine. Why cannot I say that word today? Masculine, personal pronoun. To him was given the key to the bottomless pit. Literally in Greek, this means the key to the shaft of the abyss. And kind of like a sewer. And here comes someone now. After all of these years, here comes someone that's been given the authority to take off the manhole cover from this sewer. And look what happens once this happens. So to him is given the key to this bottomless pit. And here's also a place, by the way, that you don't want to visit or have a timeshare at, is this place. Talk about having uncouth neighbors. Who in the world wants to be around during this time? You thought maybe having a Chevy on a big block in your neighborhood, in your front lawn of your neighbor's house, if you thought this was bad, imagine being alive here on Earth at this time when this whoever this is, ain't this evil angel, Satan himself, I don't know whoever this star. Now remember, the stars represent angels and demons. We read in chapter 12 that when Satan is thrown out of heaven, that his tail drug a third of the stars with him. Or God said, remember, where were you? He says, when I created everything. And he said, the morning stars sang together. So we think here a star from the process of, as Sherlock Holmes would say, we've deduced this, right? It's elementary. A star here is an angel. Here, given in the masculine, to him. To the him was given the key of the bottomless pit. This note from my Bible knowledge commentary. The star fallen from heaven may be a fallen angel or even Satan himself. He had the key to the shaft of the bottomless pit. Abusos, where our word abyss comes from. That's the Greek word for this pit. Abusos. This, now, the Bible Knowledge Commentary goes on. This is the dwelling place of demons. When he opened the entrance to the abyss, billows of smoke poured forth as if from a huge furnace, veiling the landscape in darkness. Verse 2, and he opened the bottomless pit, and smoke arose out of the pit like the smoke of a great furnace. So the sun and the air were darkened because of the smoke of the pit. Then out of the smoke, locusts came upon the earth, and to them was given power as the scorpions of the earth have power. And they were commanded not to harm the grass of the earth or any green thing or any tree, but only those men who did not have the seal of God on their forehead. Now, that would be Jews. But the Bible explicitly calls them 144,000 Jewish men and or women. So they're instructed, only harm the unbelievers and God haters out there. Don't touch anyone else. So they're still believers here on the earth, because these demons are instructed not to harm the people, I'd assume, that have God's mark on them. Only the unbelievers and God haters. You can only harm all of the unbelievers out here and all of the God haters out here. Verse 5, and they were not given authority to kill them, but to torment them for 5 months. Their torment was like the torment of a scorpion when it strikes a man. In those days, I'm in Revelation chapter 9, verse 6. For those of you that might be joining us here, for those of you that might just be tuning in the radio here at 17 minutes past the hour, we're looking at the punishment of those that reject God, those that continually refuse to receive God's love. Because remember, that's the charge over you. That's the charge over all humanity, is that God loves you. God loves you so much that he sent his son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross in your place. Remember, God did, well, maybe you don't know it. Let me read it to you. What God says to you through his word, his love letter to you. God demonstrates his own love towards you, in that while you were still a sinner, Christ Jesus died for you. God has prepared hell for the devil and his angels, not for you. He doesn't want this for you. The Bible says God is long-suffering. He's not willing that any should perish, but all would come to repentance. But this is a choice that you have to make. When you see this, this makes your skin crawl, the hair stand up on the back of your neck, and you say, this is dreadful. I would say, and your point is? Sure it is. Call on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Turn from your sin. Acknowledge Jesus Christ as Lord, bow the knee, kiss the Son, lest he be angry. David wrote in Psalm 2, lest you perish along the way, kiss the Son. That means embrace the Son. Call on the name of Jesus Christ here today. That's why we read in the book of Hebrews, the Bible keeps saying, he says, today is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Or today, if you hear his voice, don't harden your heart, but receive Jesus Christ today. God does not want this for you. God wants you to receive his Son, to have your sins obliterated, and to have God put another mark on you if you're around at this time. A mark of protection. He even put that on Cain back in Genesis chapter 4. He put a mark on him so that no one can harm him. Well, God wants to put a mark on you so that no one will harm you either, because there's going to be two kind of marks at this time. The mark of God that he's going to put on the foreheads of those that belong to him, and another kind of mark, a mark on your right hand or on your forehead that the devil and the government are going to give out. And we read when Jesus comes back that all those with those marks are going to wail when he comes back, because they guessed wrong. What is your response today on this Monday to the Son of God? I pray that you would receive him today. Turn from your sin. Turn to the Lord Jesus. Receive him today. Call on the name of the Lord. The Bible says, whosoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. It's simple. Jesus said, for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. That's all you have to do. Receive Jesus Christ. Turn from your old ways, but receive Jesus Christ. So let me move on here. We're looking at this terrible judgment for people who refuse God's love, and maybe for those that are a little bent out of shape that God loves them. They're not happy, you see. They killed the Son of God for that message. Friend, if you're upset that God loves you, let me say that you've been deceived. That's my definition. I coined this definition for deceive. It's to think that something is something while something is actually something else. God loves you. How does that make you feel? Revelation chapter 9, verse 5. As I'm reading this, remember, this does not have to be you. This God does not want this for you. God wants you to have and spend eternity with him. That's his will for you. But you have to make this choice. Revelation chapter 9, again, verse 5. They were not given authority to kill them, but to torment them for 5 months. Their torment was like the torment of a scorpion when it strikes a man. In those days, men will seek death and will not find it. They will desire to die, and death will flee from them. My translation reads, death will elude them. Reminds me of an old horror movie I used to love as a kid with Lon Chaney Jr. in it. It was called The Indestructible Man, where he just couldn't kill himself. He tried and he tried, but something happened to him and he couldn't die. Hey, we're seeing the same thing here. You see, you're not going to have Jack Kevorkian on your speed dial. We're not going to see the old liberal, progressive, easy escapism here. You're not going to pop a couple of fentanyl pills or sleeping pills or something else and end it all, because the Word of God says in those days when this stuff starts happening, men will seek death and they won't find it. Like the angel of death. You know, like when you say, where's the cop when you need one? Well, you're not going to find this angel either at this time. If you're alive on the earth at that time, it says many will seek death and they will not find it. They will desire to die, but death will elude them. You see, as I've said, suicide is so stylish amongst progressives and liberals. Just live a godless life. Then when you've had your full of sin, your fill of sin, just call up old Dr. Kevorkian in there and have him put you to sleep like an old dog in the tribulation, you see. That will no longer work. What works today won't work tomorrow. In the tribulation, all of the former rules are no longer in effect. In the tribulation, there's no turning back from accepting the government's new health care plan and their plan for how to live your life and to protect your family. In those days, men will seek death and they will not find it. They will desire to die, but death, as if it's death personified, death will elude them. The shape of the locusts was like horses prepared for battle. On their heads were crowns of something like gold. Their face were like the faces of men. They had hair like women's hair, and their teeth were like lion's teeth. Verse 9, they had breastplates like breastplates of iron. And the sound of their wings was like the sound of chariots with many horses running into battle. They had tails like scorpions, and there were stings in their tails. Their power was to hurt men for 5 months. And they had as king over them the angel of the bottomless pit, whose name in Hebrew is... Now look, he's telling you now who this is. You don't even have to guess. Whose name in Hebrew is Abaddon, but in Greek he has the name Apollyon. Same thing. They both mean the same thing. They both mean destroyer or destruction. We'll wrap it up right there. We'll pick it up here again in the book of Revelation in our next time through the book of Revelation. Just want to encourage you here today on this Monday. Maybe you say, encourage me. How can you encourage me with that? I would say by calling on the name of Jesus Christ. God is not, this is the punishment for all of the unbelievers and God haters and everyone who is alive on the earth, who is bent out of shape that God loves them and is sick and tired of God, of hearing that God loves them and wants no part of that. For everyone who has rejected God's merciful, loving life preserver that he has thrown you to escape all of these things. Remember, Jesus said, pray you be counted worthy to escape all of these things that'll come to pass. You can escape by calling on the name of Jesus Christ and receiving him today. God does not want this for you, but this is the end of the line for all of the unbelievers and all of the God haters. We'll pick it up here soon in the book of Revelation. We'll be back here probably tomorrow and Wednesday with the sermon, the parable of the talents. We'll be back then in the book of Revelation again, picking it up right here in chapter 9 in our next program. You're listening to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
You have been listening to WGOD Radio, the radio ministry of Island Community Church. You are cordially invited to attend one of our services at Island. We meet Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. for Bible study, and Sunday morning service starts at 10:30. Island Community Church is located at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. The church's email is islandcc1000@gmail.com. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Hey, this is Darrell Evans. Your passion for Jesus will be inspiring to others, so keep listening to today's Modern Worship on WMIE 91.5 FM.